it's one of those great games that you get when you're in the Premiership and or in the Premier League, and we've got to make sure that you know, that never ever leaves us, that we stay in the Premier League, because you know, sometimes you take it for granted, and what we can't do at this football club is ever take for granted the opportunity and the chances of playing against the, some of the greatest clubs in the world.
And as has been pointed out already today, your record in home games against Liverpool as a manager is very good, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm really disappointed everybody's brought that up, because I'm open to keep that a secret. But no, fingers crossed, we continue it Sunday as well.
So what's the secret of success against them, do you think?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell anyone. You know, we do what we do, and yeah, it's been one of the clubs that I've always managed to get decent results against.
And in terms of the here and now, obviously you've been creating chances, but sticking them away has been a bit of an issue recently, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think our you know, performance in front of goals in respect of being wasteful has been disappointing. And I think the two games that we've played, the last two, the Watford and not so much the Southampton game, but the Watford, Southampton, you know, to have 37, 38 shots on goal and, you know, to not make the goalkeeper work very much, is really disappointing, and something that we've brought up this week and something we've worked on and something we've talked about.
So how do you turn that corner? You just work and work on the training ground, do you?
Well, I think psychologically it's showing the players that, you know, we're doing stuff to create chances, we're in good positions to create chances, and it's either the final ball or it's having that composure in front of the goal. I've said it before, Matty Phillips, the chance that he's had against Southampton that comes back to him when he was up and running and fit, he'd have had two touches. You know, he slices it or he swings at it with his right foot, where he doesn't have to. He's got enough time to just touch that out. And he passes it into the net then from where he was. And just little things like that. It's a little bit of confidence and it's a little bit self-belief. But hopefully it's just clearing their minds and let's get them back onto it.
So you've had some shooting drills then this week, have you?
We have them every week. We spend quite a bit of time crossing and finishing and just normal shooting drills. But yeah, we'll be talking about it again today.
It's going to be two big personalities in the two technical areas as well, you and Jurgen Klopp. What are your thoughts on him and what he's done since he's been in the English game?
No, he's very competitive. You know, it's great to manage against top managers. They set their teams up differently. You know, his way of playing is completely different to what Arsene's is in lots of respects. So it's nice to coach against the great coaches and work against the great coaches. I suppose one day when I've got my pipe and slippers on, I'll look back and appreciate him more than I do now. At the moment, he's just another man in the box that I'm desperate to beat.
44 points at the moment, 50 minimum is still the target. I know everybody's been talking about this for quite a few weeks now, but that's what you want to get to if possible, isn't it?
Yeah, we want to get to as many as we can. We knew that turning the corner on the last 10 games is going to be difficult. You know, the games, if you look at the games that we've had already, you know, they're really, really down. You know, the Arsenal, Man United, then we play Southampton, who are a good team. You know, mustn't underestimate that. Watford, yeah, we're disappointed we never got nothing at Watford. But now we play again, we go Liverpool. You know, and then you've got Man City, Leicester, Chelsea. You know, they all come thick and fast with a Liverpool game in it. You know, they do come thick and fast, and they're teams that, you know, you'd look at and say, well, they've got that little bit of edge over us.
But to not finish in the top 10 would be a major disappointment now, wouldn't it, because of the way that you've played for the first two thirds of the season?
Yeah, I'd be really disappointed for everybody at the club, especially the players. So, and we've been on to them about it this week, and we'll keep on to them, we'll keep driving them forward. It's you know, it's they've put themselves in this position. And, you know, it's a great position to be in. You know, you wouldn't want to be involved down at the bottom. You know, Hull, Swansea, teams like that who were fighting for their lives. You know, the great thing about this football club, the last 3 years, I think, we've not been looking over our shoulders with five or six games to go. We've actually been nice and clear and you know, looking upwards rather than downwards.